Catholic League slams Biden administration's transgender mania. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on April 22, 2022. There is no more rabid advocate of transgenderism in America than the President of the United States, laments Catholic League President Bill Donahue Friday. Indeed, transgender mania has gripped the White House, Dr. Donahue writes, and the administration seems hell-bent on imposing its warped ideology on an unwilling nation. There is no such person as a transgender, you are either male or female. But there is such a thing as transgenderism. It is an ideology that promotes the fiction that the sexes are interchangeable, Donahue asserts. The White House is committed to encouraging the sexually confused to transition to the opposite sex, and that chemical castration and genital mutilation will follow. Donahue warns, citing White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's declaration that the administration is convinced that gender-affirming healthcare is the best practice and potentially life-saving, and includes puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and sex reassignment surgery. Psaki also said the White House will go after states that resist their agenda. In Friday's essay, Donahue cites Dr. Paul McHugh, the distinguished professor of psychiatry at Johns Hopkins Hospital and a noted expert in gender dysphoria, who has declared that transgender people suffer from a mental disorder and that the idea of sex misalignment is simply mistaken. It does not correspond with physical reality. Donahue also looks at transgender medical programs in Europe that had to be aborted because of their disastrous results. The Amsterdam University Medical Center, for instance, surveyed 4,600 transgender men and women between 1972 and 2018 and found that transgender medical treatment shortened the lifespan of patients by a stunning 50%. Sweden illegalized cross-sex hormone treatment in children after practicing it for 22 years, when it found that these procedures are potentially fraught with extensive and irreversible adverse consequences such as cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, infertility, increased cancer risk, and thrombosis. Denmark and France have followed suit. The future will look back at today's transgender push and condemn it as the capitulation of science to ideology, Donahue cautions, thanks in large part to our devout Catholic president. There is a reason why Pope Francis calls gender ideology demonic. This mania has got to stop, he concludes. Follow at Williams Rome.